All right, so the story entails two jobs, in fact. It begins working at a video game store because, hey, video games are awesome. And when you're in your late teens and, you know, you just get out of high school and you're going to college and you got a bunch of nerd friends at college and you're having fun playing video games, it's great. And then I decided that I wanted to have a girlfriend at some point in my life. So I just started looking for different opportunities, and, you know, I was still young, try something new, try something completely different. And so my dad had a friend at a company that was a medical device company in downtown Seattle, and I was like, ooh, shiny, this will be fun. And it was a base level, like, you're just a technician in a lab, and you build test equipment out of big boy Legos, and I was like, all right. I was doing that last Thursday. And so I was really excited about this opportunity. And so I get down there, I go to this big fancy building, and I'm like, oh, there's a 15th floor office, and your lab is on the fourth floor, and you'll be reporting to Fergus Quigley. And yeah, that was his name. Very Irish, very fun. I get into the building, and I take a look around, and it's very intimidating, and everything's shiny and fancy, and it's this wonderful startup company for prostate cancer treatment, and they're just starting this new product line for breast cancer treatment, and I was like, oh, this is also very exciting and wonderful. I get in there, and I meet one of the other interns there, who's this Amar guy from, he was from Croatia, and just lovely human being, absolutely polite, wonderful, engaging student at UW in the engineering program, and we just have this instant rapport, and then there's another intern in the IT department, and we form this little band of interns, and it's all gravy. And then comes this week, about 3 weeks into the summer, the internship, and then we realize we're in downtown Seattle. There are multiple hotels around our building, and one thing that people like to do in hotels is have copious amounts of sex, and sometimes they'll do it without closing the blinds, because who's going to notice, right? There's plenty of windows. No one's going to notice, except for the guys in the lab who are young hormonal men. So it was a very interesting time in my life due to the fact that we were working on breast cancer treatment. And so within my cubicle, because, yeah, I had my own cubicle, there was this box about yay big, and if you've ever seen Mythbusters, you know about this ballistics gel stuff that they use to replicate human flesh, and you see them shooting guns or shrapnel and explosions. It's a great show. But imagine some of this flesh, and it's domed, and it has a little rubber nipple on the top of it. So my cubicle is literally full of boobs. And so one afternoon, Amar and I, we're going to go into the lab. We're going to try out this new machine that we've been working on. And we both have two particular boobs in our hands to try out our equipment with. And so we have handfuls of boobs. We walk into the lab, and we notice these two heavyset people, and they are literally up against the glass right in front of our office, just, you know, having a great time in the afternoon. And we're like, okay, can't focus. Let's go grab some coffee. And there was this lovely Turkish coffee shop right across the street, and it was just fantastic. And so we went there, and then the next day, and this was Wednesday, the couple's going at it again. And so we're like, okay, another coffee break. So Thursday rolls along. They're going out again. We're just like, God, we cannot get a break, and we can't do it during this time frame because the lab's busy with Dave coming in working on computer crap. So then finally Friday rolls around, and it's like, okay, they're going out again. We're just got to go get coffee again. So we go down there, and then we're getting onto our second cup, and we're just enjoying ourselves. And then my back is to the door, and I suddenly see Amar freeze, and in comes the couple. And we're just like, oh, gosh, this day cannot get any more awkward, any weirder. We make our way back up into the lab, and then we try out our piece of equipment, which is to replicate a woman getting up and down to see if our equipment would stay on or in the boob. And so it's supposed to go up like this to replicate a woman getting up and down, making sure our equipment stayed. And first run, the breast flew right against Dave's face. It was fantastic.